Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener.
The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped.
So Ronnie, I recently downloaded Squeeze Me by Carl Hyacin, mainly because it shows a martini glass with a snake tail wrapped around it. I mean, what else needs to be said? And I am very excited to listen to it later today.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. That's audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500.
At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Profs. I'm Ronnie. Hi, everybody. How are you? Guess who I'm with? He's hot. He's handsome. He's nice. He's good-hearted as well as nicely bunned. It's Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You just got Bueller off the screen, so.
Oh. Thank you for saying I'm nice. I'm kind-hearted, even though I have been sorted into Slytherin. Thank you.
You have been sorted into Slytherin, and I'm still jealous about it. Still not okay with it. Okay. Everybody, welcome to the show. It's Summer House Day, and we're very excited, okay? But you know what? We're also going to tell you about very special things we have coming up, like Crappins Live! So we started last week in New York City with the Crappies. That's still available to view until this Friday. The audio will also be up Friday. So don't worry. Mm-hmm. It is coming, okay? But we want you to view it.
You should see it. Because there's some really some good fun visual stuff. So you should watch it, yeah.
Luke was there from Summer House. Okay, so go check it out. Also, we want to thank the Refinery Hotel in New York City. That's where we stayed. I've never stayed anywhere that nice. I mean, it was great.
And yeah, they hooked us up.
Yeah, they really did hook us up. We'll be staying there forever now. The prices were great. It was like a suite. It was amazing. Thank you, Refinery Hotel. Really. I mean, the first hotel I respected so much, I didn't really, you know, I tried not to let my friend get anything. She did end up getting some toothpaste. But for the most part, I was like, do not touch anything in this room. Do not embarrass me. So thank you. Thank you to
and
Boston.
We were snowed in. By the way, we were snowed in on Saturday and the Refinery totally accommodated us for an extra night. So it was wonderful.
Yes. Tell them Crappin sent you because we love mm-hmm. them. Thank you to Boston, the Wilbur Theater. You guys were so good to us. We had a great time there doing the end of Vanderpump Rules. What a fun mm-hmm. recap. Go listen to that.
And we also did not shout out in Boston. We meant to shout out that our friends Ash and Elena from Morbid came. So thank you for coming to the show.
The biggest podcast in the country. Okay.
They're number one. Number one podcast on Apple across all categories. Not just like in true crime. Number one above everyone right now is talking about Joe Rogan. These girls have a bigger podcast on Apple than Joe Rogan, okay? And we're just like, don't even say hi to them from stage. It's crazy.
I know, we're idiots. But thank you, guys. It's really nice to know you. And we're so proud of you for just kicking such ass in this world. So congrats to them. Next up, this week, we're going to Atlanta to do Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere. We'll be there mm-hmm. February 3rd. The next night, we're in Nashville, Tennessee to do Real Housewives of Orange County. And February 5th, we're in Orlando at the Abbey, and we're going to be doing Real Housewives of Miami. All of these are current recaps, so the schedule is a little bit wonky. If you're wondering where the hell these recaps are this week, they're coming later in the week, so we can do them as live shows. Coming after that, we're going to be in San Diego, February 17th, LA. Big show in LA at the Belasco Theater, February 18th. Then we're off to St. Paul, Minnesota, March 3rd, Milwaukee, March 4th, and March 5th. We're in Chicago. We're going to 21 places. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com for the full schedule and the ticket links, etc. And thank you to everybody who's been coming, having a great time, okay?
It's been great. It's been so cool seeing everyone, and everyone's been so kind and so wonderful, and it's great. So it's great to finally be back officially on the road. It's wonderful. But for right now, we're actually back at our homes, which has also been wonderful. God, it feels great being home for even just 2 days. And speaking of homes and traveling, whatever, let's get into some summer house, shall we?
Some summer housing. Now, Craig shows up this week on Summer House. We knew Craig was going to be coming on. Wow, I didn't know he was going to be coming on and making such a shit impression. Way to enter the house, dude.
It's classic Craig. I am still endlessly fascinated by the sprawling scandal that exists between Craig and Austin and Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler and A-Rod and J-Lo and Madison and now Paige. Like, it just keeps sprawling outwards in strange ways.
Yeah, and you know, Craig, I know that you're, you know, not new to this world because you guys just all did Winter House together, but you are new to Summer House. You can't just come in the house acting like a jackass. You're still in somebody else's home, sir. You need to make some kind of an effort to be nice. You can't bring your like season 3 summer Southern Charm energy into your first episode of Summer House. I mean, you're an ass.
He probably would say that Summer House came into his house, being that he was already the established Bravo personality.
No, they're their own show. No, I'm not going to give him a little shit.
Okay? They're now
I'm
part of him. A they're now part
anything.
Of
he was an asshole in this episode. That's it.
I agree, by the way. I agree. I just was being a devil's advocate for a second. But he didn't come in as an asshole, but when challenged, he became an asshole. But it was like funny asshole to me, so I was okay with it. But I'm not on his side. I just think it was funny.
Previously, girls take a lot of shots, and Kyle was really sad in a mullet. And it was July 4th. Okay. Yeah. So now we start with Paige in bed, as usual. It's just Paige in bed. That should be her show. Just Paige and Paige talking shit in bed.
Yeah. And she's like, what a summer. What a single summer. And Sierra is there. And she's like, I want to make out with Carl tonight. I want to make out with Andrea. Oh, you know what I'm really upset about? So Andrea's still, by the way, they're still in their party. She's in bed, but they're still in that party because Andrea just got kicked in the face. And so he walks in holding his nose, and I'm upset. The reason why I'm upset, Ronnie, is because through all of Winter House, I very much was like, you know what? I know that Andrea is attractive, but I am like, I don't really feel it. You know, I don't see it. Like, he's not attractive to me. And I'm upset because he's suddenly like really hot to me. And maybe it's because he got kicked in the face. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm like really upset that I finally have been entranced. And I feel like that's not cool, you know?
Well, maybe it's because we thought he was going to be such a fuckboy, and then this time he's like, but I really like a page. But then, of course, as you guys pointed out, of course, he wants a green card. Well, maybe a green card, but also wants to stay on TV, you know?
Yeah.
Page is his gateway to being on another season of something.
He's still a fuckboy. He's just doing a different technique. This technique that he's doing this time is that he's doing, like, mumble boy stuff. Like, he's just sort of doing this like little mumbling, like he's a little boy, like, do you like my face? Is it swollen? Is my face swollen? He's doing this like little boy thing that's like, oh, cute. But then Craig is coming in and he's doing the same thing, so they're sort of having like mumble boy,
it's like a mumble boy summer off. House the mumblecore season.
Yeah, like, you know, like cute mumblecore shit. So, but I think I don't know, it is effective.
I don't know. He's really relying too much on this pain from getting... I mean, look, it's the same episode, just split into another week. But to me, it's still been 2 weeks that he's been crying about his fucking face getting kicked. And you know what? He was assaulted. That was bad. But you pushed him in the pool first. So
that's true, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know on this assault, okay? Bravo is becoming like, who was right and who was wrong in this assault? Let's replay it 25 times. We're not going to do that today, but... I have no opinion on this assault anymore, except that you've already got the cuddles that you're going to get out of this. Now get the fuck out of the bed.
You got the cuddles already.
Yeah.
So then outside, Alex walks up to Lindsay. Lindsay's with some random girl, and Alex is just very awkward around everyone. And he's like, cheers, guys. And Lindsay just starts drinking. He's like, you're going to cheers without like toasting first? She's like, oh, who are you? And he's like, oh man, I'm freezing. So he takes Lindsay's sweater and he's like, oh, I might break it. I might break it because of my muscles. And Lindsay's like, don't you dare pop my buttons. If you pop my buttons, I'm gonna be activated.
But I thought it was funny because he's trying to like reverse flirt with her, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're not going to offer me your jacket. I guess I'll just offer myself your sweater. And she's like, well, don't worry. You can buy me a new one. So that didn't work. Alex is just really bad at this. And he tells us, I have to look like Captain America year round.
Wow. That's your choice, by the way. I hate to break it to you.
And then you have to for your deep career as a workout guy. He's like, the Marvel movie guys only have to do it for a couple of times.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, the Marvel guys only have to do it. They have to be shredded for 3 months. I have to do it my entire life. You are not, no one is holding a gun to your head and saying you have to do this, okay? So I have no sympathy for you. You chose this lifestyle, and that's don't complain to me about it.
Yeah, he's like, it's really hard, my industry. He says something like his industry is so difficult. Mm-hmm. Oh, Alex. So then Amanda is trying to kick everybody out, you know, so she's going up to everybody like, love you guys so much. I'm just not sure I can do this anymore. I mean, if you don't change, you're going to have to leave.
Yeah, she's basically kicking everyone out. She's giving everyone like a shot for the road and then going out and everything. And then meanwhile,
Amanda's dad is following her around, just handing everybody papers like, listen, here's a contract. If you don't leave soon, you're going to owe us the entire cost of this party.
So then Maya is in a room and she's ordering food for everyone. She's like, okay, so we had some salads, like a Caesar. We got chicken fingers. I'm very comfortable with this because actually, I actually used to date someone in the culinary world, if you want to hear about that at all.
So Amanda's trying to give a little parting shot to this little redheaded lady. It looks like some kid who just wandered in off the street, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, party's over. Here's a shot. And the girl's like, I don't drink. She's never? No. Well, you still have to get out. You still have to get out. And the girl's like, fuck you. I'm gonna stand in your lobby, all right? I'm just the girl who's gonna stand in the foyer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that girl thought that she was gonna get some sort of sympathy when she's like, I actually am not a drinker. I mean, I was like, well, then you should get the fuck out. It's like, oh, okay. I thought you were giving me a, oh, Mao, you're so brave for being here without drinking.
She's like the female equivalent of Alex just hanging out in the foyer. Everyone's just like, who's that girl? Why is she here?
Why is she breaking sweaters? So then Kyle is like, wow, I really had a hard time with this part. Like for the first 3 hours, I was having the hardest time and eventually it got better. But this fight with Amanda really bummed me out, man.
And Carl's like, well, you know, I'm pretty clear-headed. You know what? Ciara's gorgeous, but like, I still need to get to know her. I still need to get to know her. But God, she looks great, by the way. You already know Ciara, okay? You know what Ciara likes? Salads and messy beds. That's it. And Austin.
Yeah.
Okay. That's as deep as Ciara gets, as far as I've seen on this show. You know. Yeah.
The bed situation is just not. They're incompatible with their sheets. Their linen lifestyle is incompatible. Carl's storyline this season is that he makes his bed, and that's the exact opposite of anything we've ever seen Ciara do.
Yeah. So Kyle's really bummed out, and he's even going to complain. He's like, "Wow, look." I mean, all the frogs in the Hamptons are making out right now. Frogs, I've had a really, really rough time of it. Like, who's that loser in the mullet?
The frogs are going nuts this entire... This is going to be, like, the next, like... Like, last season was all about the broken ovens. This season's going to be about those frogs. Every scene in the background is like... Frogs need to calm down. We're trying to shoot a TV show here, okay?
So Paige is in the kitchen going, why does every guy put me in a motherfucking pickle? And then O's of beeps. What does that mean?
O's of beeps.
That was my note. I don't know what that means. Someone out there.
Is it that Ciara heard a firework or is it that Amanda was chasing a frog? I'm not a frog. Were you a frog person growing up? Were you someone who liked to like pick up frogs or like
chase frogs? Yeah, I would chase frogs. Yeah, we had a lot of frogs and I would chase them. Which, thinking back on it, super weird because I'm from the desert. I guess I have frogs in the desert, but
toads,
I just
maybe.
Yeah, we were always chasing frogs.
I don't get that. Like, I always think it's gross, like, in a commercial where they show, like, a little child that picks up a frog and, like, holds it to the, like, the camera. Like, look at this, childhood. I'm like, that's disgusting. Like, I never want to touch a frog, ever. Like, I don't know why people are compelled to, like, I just was never one of those kids. Are you shocked that I was never one of those kids that wanted to ever pick up a frog? I, like, literally.
I'm not shocked. Yeah, I'm not shocked at all. I loved it. I love chasing frogs. I love chasing lizards.
Lizards are fun. I don't want to pick one up, but lizards entertain me. You know, I love lizards. Lizards are probably my favorite reptile. Maybe, well, actually, I was going to say turtles, but turtles are, what do you call them? But like, but hard. Lizards, because they're always, they're so shelled. Pressed. What'd you say?
They're hard-shelled.
But they're amphibians. But like, lizards are always like, they are so pressed. Like, you go up to them and be like, oh my God. Oh my God, like literally? And they just like run away. It's like, lizard, like literally calm down. Like, I'm just here to say hi.
Yeah, lizards are always cracked out. They're definitely like a Vanderpump Rules cast member. They're like, what? What?
And they wait tables just as well.
Yeah, exactly. You're like lizard. No matter how many times they lose their tail, it just keeps coming back. You're like, how in the world is that lizard still have a tail?
Well, it's so hard to find good bartenders, you know, so we had to give it another tail and put it right back there to make pomptinis.
So Carl is telling Sierra, he's like, oh, hey, I was just looking at my app, 6 months sober today, which I guess is like his flirting line, which is, it's not, yeah. Like, it's impressive, I mean, that it's you've good. Been sober for 6 months. Weird flirting line, especially to a drunk person, because she's like, yeah, woo-hoo! Like, jumps on him and straddles him, like burps in his face, you know, has him lick a lime.
Yeah. And then Alex inside has, he's basically winning us all over with really fascinating observations like, my fingers smell like Cajun shrimp. It's like, okay, great. Welcome to the show.
And Amanda's like, oh my God, that's my love language. So just get rid of Alex. Like, is there a trap door somewhere in this house? Because I'm waiting for someone to just press a button and to just see Alex disappear. Why are you here?
I know.
What are you doing?
He is the new Amith. He's the new Amith for Summer House, you know. And if you don't remember who Amith is, that's the point. So Danielle, meanwhile, is still feuding with her boyfriend, who took the time out of his restaurant schedule to come all the way out to the Hamptons to cook an entire enormous seafood spread that, from what we can see, like, most people did not even eat, which is crazy. So she's still annoyed at him that he's, like, not willing to spend every weekend in the Hamptons. So she's like, well, I just wish today went a little different than it did. You know, I mean, the fact that you're not going to be here very often because you have a restaurant that you're opening, I mean, that's great. But, like, you know, now you're choosing to do this. It's like, Danielle,
leave the guy alone. He just catered your whole thing. You just bitched at him. I mean, it just shows him sitting there, like, so defeated. And then she comes up to him and starts bitching at him again. How about thank you for catering my entire party, sir?
Exactly. This is very out of character for Danielle. She's actually normally the most, like, level-headed and reasonable of all the cast members. So it's strange that she's having a selfish moment.
But we haven't seen her with the boyfriend yet, you know? So now she's getting her big chance to have her, like, fights with her boyfriends. And she's jumping all over that. But he's not the one, you know? Yeah. He just stands up and he's like, this is so fucking stupid. And walks off. And Kyle even wants the rejected boyfriend love. He wants anything he can get at this point. He's like, it's all good, man. Come on. He's like, no weird drunk mullet guy. No, thank you. And so Danielle follows him and he's like, all you're doing is giving me shit the whole time. She's like, I'm not giving you shit. I mean, like, you know, come on. He's like, the whole time you're giving me shit. And Kyle's like, come here. Comes the papa. Comes the papa.
Kyle, you're hugging a frog. It's not Robert. So then Danielle's, like, in her room, and she's with Maya, and Danielle's like, I don't see him enough. I mean, he leaves at 7 a.m. and gets back at 10 p.m., and Maya's like, let me tell you, I've dated a chef, and those are good hours. Do you want to know more? No, thanks. Okay, all right. I'll just wait to tell you who I dated on the next episode. Great.
So then Kyle's like, what happened, bro? You know, what happened? And Robert's like, I existed as a person. That's what happened. He's like, I got it. I got it, bro.
So then Lindsay is like, I don't know why I wrote this down. I got food. You want food? I don't know why I wrote that down. Like, it literally has no impact on anything.
And it was Carl's a big deal because Danielle's like, you ordered food? She's like, I ordered food. And they're like bragging about this food they ordered. The pizzas are this big, okay? They're tiny. They're little tiny pizzas. I was very disappointed. You're never ordering food in my house, whoever ordered this.
And then Maya goes in. Maya has the food and she goes in and finds Paige in bed. She's like, oh my God, all you do is sleep. Eat a carb. Which is like really like the equivalent of just like cursing out Paige, by the way.
And she also tells her, also, I brought you water because I know that's strange for you.
Yeah, there's a big episode where we learn about Paige and her love of soda, something I never picked up on in the past 3 years.
So it's sleepy time and Maya's in the kitchen cleaning. And she's like, listen, I have to clean. I think it's necessary. And then we get Maya's like, get to know me moment where she's like, do I love things clean and orderly? Yes. Do I need to do it at midnight? Listen, I talk about it with my therapist, okay? I mean, I don't need to, I'm sorry. I need a clean counter. An empty sink? Yes. Those are life's small pleasures.
Yeah. I feel bad for her that she had to do that, but that's definitely someone I want to go on vacation with. I love the person who just compulsively cleans in the middle of the night and you wake up. I mean, I'm sorry. But those people are great to have around.
Well, especially so then, if you get an Airbnb, which you have to fucking clean before you leave. I still don't stay in Airbnbs because of that. And whenever my friends are like, oh my God, we're going to get this great Airbnb. I'm like, I'll be in a hotel down the street. Okay. I'm not cleaning a place at vacation.
I just resent how Airbnbs have strange assortments of like utensils and cutlery. There's always like some strange plastic knife. And then like one... one half of like a salad spoon or something, and then like a strange shaped bowl, and then like some Molly McButter, and that's it. It's just annoying. So I just to have a standardization of things. What?
My dad is asking me if he can borrow my car while I'm out of town. Do you know how terrifying of a thought that is? My father in my car.
Is he a bad driver?
You can't buy him? Yes, he's terrible. He's gotten in like 3 wrecks in the past 2 years. His car is going in the shop because he keeps running over things and it broke his coolant, whatever holds your coolant. So that's why his car is going in the shop. I mean,
just say your car
is
broken. Just say your car broke down.
I'll just say I'm riding horses now. I gave up on cars. Sorry.
Say that there's like a rat infestation in your engine. Because that does happen, apparently.
I'm sorry to interrupt with that. I'm charging my phone, so it's right in front of my face. And I was just like, no!
It's called Uber. Okay, Dad? It's called Uber. Where does he have to go for 4 days? He can just stay at home.
He's in real estate. He drives all over the city. Oh, my God. God help me. Okay.
So what you got to do is you got to dent your car, Ronnie. Go take a sledgehammer to your car, dent it up, so that way he can't like show up at listings with a big old dented car. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth
it. Like, I know it's coming anyway, right? It might as well be me who starts it out.
So anyway, now it's Monday on Summer House. And of course, the whole place is like a mess and everyone's waking up. And Robert, we see him. He goes outside with a trash bag and he starts cleaning up his seafood boil, which I'm kind of like, wow, you left all that shellfish. First of all, I can't believe all these people did not eat all that like beautiful shellfish. Second of all, that shellfish was just sitting there overnight. Oh my God. That's like a nightmare. I cannot imagine how that smelled.
Well, who raised any of these people? The one who cooks does not have to clean the kitchen. Why should the guy who you guys just got to cook for free all day also have to wake up and go clean up? These people are monsters on this show.
Robert
needs to run. Why is Robert still here? Robert's damaged. There, I said it.
Yeah.
There's something deeply damaged about Roger. I mean, sorry.
Robert. He does have Roger energy, though. So Amanda is still, you know, this ongoing Kyle fight that's been going on for 3 episodes. The fact that we're supposed to get married in 2 months and this is how we started our summer, it's a little scary and I don't know what to do.
Long cry pause. Like she's literally sitting in the diary room, like pouting her tongue's like flapping. I'm sorry to laugh when someone's crying, but I've had enough, young lady.
That's our podcast.
Okay. Yeah. I've had enough, young lady. So, kitchen, the girls ask Andrea about his face, right? Paige is like, how's it feeling? He's like, it's feeling better. Still, I'm still in shock. Cuddle. She's like, now it's over.
I'm still sad. He's doing his cute thing. I'm still sad. I'm a poor little boy. Cuddles and kisses for both of you.
And so they basically hug the coffee guy, you know, both Sierra and Paige. They're like, oh, thank you, guy who brings us coffee.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then we have a little brief cutaway to Carl Cam. Yeah, you look great, by the way, camera. Hey, this is my little oasis in Sag Harbor. Oh, look at this. It's absolutely stunning. Look, it's beautiful back here. Oh, hey, look, there's a lady in sequins. She's singing cabaret by the beach. Oh, God, I love Sag Harbor. Oh.
So Lindsay comes out to kind of pretend to clean with Robert just to, like, get gossip on Danielle. She's like, how are things going with Danielle? And he's like, well, we still haven't been speaking. It's like, I guess we had things leading up to this, you know, and then yesterday it just blew up.
Do you make her sandwiches? Yes or no? I mean, I see shellfish, but...
He's like, yeah, I mean, look, I just think it's like when she comes to the Hamptons, my life is supposed to stop. Like, I'm just supposed to be readily available. Which, of course, Lindsay is totally on the side of, you must be readily available for the Hamptons, yeah. Right? So she just doesn't say anything, and then she's like,
bummer, dude, bummer.
She also stopped listening, probably, because she was just, like, checking out her reflection in, like, a clamshell.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
Commercial.
So then, then Sierra, meanwhile, is talking about what she remembers from the party. She goes, I don't even know where I was. Like, I remember cooking hot dogs and I ate a cookie at one point, which I love that, like, eating a cookie is remarkable enough to, like, pierce through the drunken haze, you know, because these girls are just so skinny. So when they have a cookie, it's like an event.
Yeah. And Carl comes home from running. He's like, oh, went on a little hike. How you guys doing? You look great. All of you look great. I'm taking off the, by the way, because that's like become a thing. So now I'm just saying, you look great. Yeah. You look great.
The by the way is just sort of like assumed, because like everything's assumed, by the way. Yeah.
So let's see. Lindsay and Alex are talking. Oh, so they all start to clean. And Lindsay's like, Alex, are you throwing away the vodka? And he's like, yeah, because it was left out all night.
She goes, oh, you don't waste vodka. You just put the cap back on. And he's like, that's disgusting. She's like, oh. Like, Alex, you're just striking out left and right. You do not understand the culture of this household.
Or anybody. Who throws away vodka, waster? Do you know how many shaking children in potatoless countries would kill for a martini?
Yeah.
Mail it to the mother.
Yeah, I don't think vodka's really going to go bad. I mean, maybe there'll be some flies in the vodka, but, you know.
Vodka already is bad.
Okay? That's already the point. It's little poison. It's actual poison. It's alcohol poison. Is poison.
You're poisoning your body.
Yeah.
So in the kitchen, Paige is like, oh my God, I don't want to cook because this kitchen is already so clean, but I'm starving.
Also, I don't know how to cook. And then Lindsay comes in. She goes, oh, Alex was trying to pour out all the liquor. He's a sociopath.
And Paige is like, oh my God, who cares? Like, I would literally eat a pizza slice off the floor if there was still one there.
So meanwhile, Amanda tells Kyle that she's going to have brunch with the girls and ride home with them. And Kyle now is like, well, I'm sure we both regret a lot of things that happened on this first horrible weekend, but we were either fighting or we were two ships that were passing in the middle of the night, or, well, one was one ship and one was a ship that just stayed out kind of in the middle of the ocean and just got drunk with mermaids and stuff and then kind of sailed around to different ports until it finally crashed into a lighthouse. That's kind of what happened.
No, you got wasted and stayed out and didn't answer your phone. That's what happened. He's like, I'm sure we both regret this weekend. No. I'm sure you both, though. You should, though. So yeah. Amanda and Paige are just watching people clean. And Amanda's like, they're doing great, right? And Paige is like, yeah, great work, everybody. And then they just leave.
And then Carl is like trying to clean his sunglasses. So he's going like, he's like breathing on them to wipe them. And then he comes and goes, Lito? Lito, were you just going? He's like, yeah, I was just going. Oh my God. I thought that was a new type of meditation. I was like really concerned for you for a moment.
It's what I do now. I start my days with like listing things I'm blessed for and then some.
Lito! Lito, are you okay, Lito?
So everyone's getting ready to leave, and Paige asks Andrea what he's doing. And he's like, oh, she's like, what are you doing tomorrow? He's like, I'm working for the bridal company. She goes, oh, like a Vera Wang? He's like, not at that level. I'm breaking up with you. We're done. We're officially done.
David's bridal. Yeah, he's like, oh, do you like the beard, by the way? And she's like, yeah, I like Marsh Graf. He's like, oh, yes. Well, you know, he's like, after last weekend, I feel like we're back on track, you know? Craig is not in the building, huh? And Paige goes, sorry you got kicked in the face. Just let me know when we can start joking about it. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so then everybody leaves, and Carl's just like, I guess I'll just hold down the fort. Carl's just all depressed and alone. And then he just lies on an outside whatever piece of furniture. Yeah, all sad. And so the girls drive off and go to lunch. And Paige is like, I'm going to drink all the soda they have here. Last night, I ate all the pizza off my floor at 2 a.m. and then chugged a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, we just actually see footage of her sitting in bed eating a slice of pizza. And then she just has like a 2-liter bottle, like a little baby. She's just like, just drinking it in bed.
You know how everybody has those get to know me monologues? Like today it was Maya's, I love cleaning kitchens. You know, that was her thing. This is Paige's ultimate monologue. I mean, it should have been said in the diary room. Last night, I ate all the pizza off my floor at 2 a.m. and chugged the Coca-Cola. And then thanks for coming to my diary room.
Welcome to my master class. So then now the girls are all eating and they're drinking, you know, soda and stuff. And Amanda's like, oh, I feel like I'm coming back to life. And Paige goes, it's the soda. Have you ever had soda before? It's like so good. I actually love soda. It's like, she's just like a secret soda fiend all this time.
Wait, can you tell me? So Andrea got kicked in the face and then you were in the bed. Was he like being sleepy, Kyle? And Paige is like, well, we had a conversation we needed to have. Mostly about what aspartame was and whether it was better or worse than corn syrup.
Turns out he likes RC Cola, which is like literally not even in my realm of possibilities. So it's not going to work out between us.
But how does he feel about Krang? Well, he said I could have told him. And I said, well, I also could have told you about Big Red. But you know what? Some journeys are meant to be taken alone.
So she's like, with me and Craig, like, technically, we've only hung out, like, twice since Vermont. And, you know, I'm just, like, I'm a little nervous to see Craig. Sort of like the first time I tried Dr. Pepper, I was like, is this cola? Is this medical? I don't know what it is. You know, but he wants to come to the house.
And Paige tells us that guys are uncontrollable. She's like, what if Andrea and Craig decide that what they had in Vermont was more important than what we had? And then I get kicked to the curb, like Kyle's clothes.
Or like those cans of soda you just sort of see in New York City just rolling around that I might have thrown out the window.
So now, she's like, what about Carl and Sierra? What's that about? And Sierra's like, well, I mean, he was so sweet, but now that Austin is coming, I mean, is it going to be like in Vermont? Yeah, in Vermont, when he just like kind of used you while he could and then told you at the last second he was like not going to do anything serious. Yeah, it'll probably be just like that, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And we see a flashback of Sierra saying, you're cute. And Austin going, you're cute. I was like, oh, God, these two, they're so awful. So then Maya's like, so who do you want to be with? And Sierra's like, I don't know. I was like, why are you guys juggling so many men? And Sierra's like, well, why aren't you? And she goes, well, you know, I'm open, just not to anyone who I saw yesterday, you know.
And then we see the clip of her trying to flirt with guys going, so how long have you guys been here? Like an hour. I'm pretty sure it's not an hour because I was here an hour ago and I didn't see you guys. So
time flirting. It works every time.
Can't imagine why you're not juggling those men. So Paige is like, I am soluble, agreed. I don't know. That's what my notes say. I'm going to trust my notes.
I am soluble, agreed. That's just her way of saying, do you guys ever switch it up with Sprite once in a while? So Amanda is like, they ask Amanda how she's doing. She's like, I'm good. Kyle and I just need to have a conversation. And it just wasn't the time. I mean, it's his drinking excessively. If he wasn't intoxicated, he would have picked up my calls.
Yeah, and Sierra's like, I just don't want her to have to pretend everything's okay. I mean, she went hot and heavy throwing stuff around. I mean, ask any black chick on the street. It's done. It's done if that goes on.
So now we get something that we haven't gotten in 2 years because last season's summer house was they were all quarantined together, which I kind of miss in its own sort of like claustrophobic way. But we get the this is what they're doing during the week montage. So it's, hey, it's Tuesday. And we just see we're in the Loverboy office and we just see Carl going up to water a plant, which, you know, is like the thing you talked about all week off camera. So, yeah, I've been watering a plant, actually. It's been going pretty well. Like, you know, I just fill up the bucket and I pour water into the plant and worked out pretty well. You know what I'm saying?
It's his Sandra Bullock 28 days moment, you know, where you have to keep a plant alive for a year.
I never saw that. You have to keep a dog alive for like
2 years or something. And by the way, the Loverboy office is Carl's apartment, of course. It just has like a little Loverboy sign.
Oh, was it Carl's? I just saw the Loverboy thing. I was like, oh, it's the office, guys. Welcome to my office, my home office.
He's like watering his little plant, like, did it. This
plant looks great, by the way.
All right, I did my calls for the day. So.
Yeah, they said light watering, so I just go on it and stays alive. Yeah.
So Sierra's moving, so we see her apartment, and to me it looks moved in already because you know yeah, that's how looks, Sierra keeps her apartment.
Looks like her bed, yeah.
Yeah. So then Kyle has a Zoom meeting about like being the only. He's like, we're the top-selling six-pack hard sparkling tea in Bravo. That's it. That's the category.
And he's
like, we're winning it.
There's no better time to put marketing dollars to work right now. And then Carl is on the Zoom saying, yeah, because like a lot of money has been put to work. And because we have this brand that's doing really well. Hey, Carl, you forgot your filter went away. Oh, sorry. Carl, are you just breathing on the webcam? Yeah, hold on a second.
You know what I could really use? A scene with Kyle and Amanda whining about their relationship. Oh my God, here we go. Thank God. Okay. So they sit together at home and Amanda's like, I mean, he's like, what are you rubbing your legs on the massager? She's like, well, you don't rub my legs, so I found someone to do it for me, Kyle. All right, let's look at graphics. This is for the orange giant.
Yeah, so they look at some stuff, and it looks too much like pumpkin. And, as is wont to happen when one's discussing graphic design, they start getting into their relationship. And basically, Kyle's being kind of passive-aggressive. He's like, yeah, you're doing a good job as long as we make our deadline, lazy face with the foot massager. And he's like, you know, I appreciate you. You know I do, right? You know I do. And
she's
then,
just doing her like silent, he said two pumpkin typing into her computer. She's like, I hate him. He said it was two pumpkin. So she's ignoring him. And he's like, listen, I do want to share where my head has been at, like, you know, coming out of last weekend. And she just, I mean, if a look could whine. It was just like, the keys while she was typing, like,
Kyle, you left the Zoom on. Carl's still breathing on his webcam.
So he's like, listen, I'm not making excuses. I just want you to know how the stakes have become so high. We took out $4.2 million to fund the growth of our company. And if we have any, you know, any challenges, I'm personally on the hook for $4.2 million. Well, us, we're on the hook for $4.2 million, basically.
Technically, it's actually more like 4.2. One, maybe add like another $100,000 to that, because you know there's also that wedding contract too that he's on the hook for if things go sour.
Yeah. And so this is the worst thing to say after you just get in trouble for being so wasted all the time that you never call your fiance back. It's like, listen, I'm only drinking because that's how I handle stress.
I know. I was like, this is not a great defense, by the way.
How do you think it's going to be when you have a house and children? That's a lot more stress. That's never-ending stress, okay? No one wants to hear, listen, I'm dealing with stress in a healthy way. I'm getting wasted all the time.
Yeah, and so she's like, look, you're allowed to feel stress, but it can't correlate with your drinking. Though, like, that can't be a release. And you just sort of see this look in his face, like, does not compute. And so then he's like, oh, well, people went home at, like, 11 something, and God forbid I want to stay out a little. No, it wasn't 11. To, like, two people. Carl went home at 11 and, like, one other person, but everyone else came home at 2 a.m., so it was not 11. Okay, there were timestamps.
Well, you know, I'm still, you know, like mostly today, I'm mostly anti-Kyle in this fight, but I think you should be able to still stay out if you want to. I mean, that's ridiculous, but he has to answer the text. Well,
as a human being, like, living in free society, yes, he can stay out if he wants to. But I think if your fiance clearly has an issue with you, like you deciding, I'm going to stay behind, and I'm not going to like talk with her and say, hey, I'm going to stay behind, and then you're not going to answer. I don't think that's great, to be honest. But then again, as we've also said, Amanda should also know, like, this is what you're engaged to, so you have to decide whether you're going to want this or not.
Yeah.
They're all wrong.
Kyle. We get a good official. Kyle. And he's like, Kyle. I don't want to have another rough weekend. And she's like, well, then don't fuck up. And then he yells, our relationship isn't 100% my responsibility. You always pin it on me.
Oh, God.
Well, and then she's like, well, don't you understand? If I feel like if I call up the wedding, you won't understand why. He's like, is it because we're not number one and the six packs of hard liquor sold on Bravo in regional supermarkets in northern Manhattan? Is that why? No, Kyle.
He's like, oh, my God, all you say is if you cancel the wedding. She's like, but I don't want to call off the wedding. And he's like, well, you don't like hanging out with me, so I guess I can see the wedding being called off. And he's like, but I'm the guy. And he's like, don't give me a lecture. Give me, like, my partner and my fiance.
And by the way, in the middle of this whole fight, we went to commercial. And, I mean, these, like, okay, cross promotions and tie-ins are getting too crazy. There, I don't know if you saw this. There was a commercial, because I guess the Winter Olympics are starting up in like 3 days. Great. And so they're starting up, and there's like a figure, there's a video, or, I'm sorry, a commercial of a figure skater twirling around doing luxes and axles and whatever on like a frozen lake. And then a bunch of dinosaurs come running up to the figure skater, and then they look at each other, and the dinosaurs run off, and it's like, the Winter Olympics starting in 3 days, and also Jurassic Park this summer. I was like, what? And in the middle of a Kyle and Amanda fight, like, nothing made sense in that moment to me.
Yeah, that's not the most natural commercial marriage, right?
It's like, oh, yes, when mankind figure skates its way into the huts of a dinosaur. Like, I swear to God, it was the strangest promotion ever. Like, I was like, what? I mean, it worked because I didn't even know there was a Jurassic Park coming out. I'm like, hey, did you know there's a Jurassic Park coming out where they talk to figure skaters?
Oh, God. So they start blah, blah, blahing about this fucking relationship with them. And he's like, I guess I should moderate my intake of alcohol. But you know what? Like, I had trouble getting my engine started. So I needed some alcohol. Okay. Again, not a good thing to say in a fight about, you know, having an alcohol problem. I just needed to live. I mean, what do you want from me? Okay. So, she's like, okay, but it can't happen again. And he's like, I feel like you're like constantly like, wah, wah, wah. I don't know. I just put wah. He starts crying. Is that why?
Well, he goes,
I put wah cry.
Well, he goes, I feel like you're constantly, and then he pauses, and then they like put up the audio really high for the ambient noise in the apartment to show like the awkwardness. And so it sounds like a windstorm. And it's like, whoosh, whoosh. He's like, babe. There's not a doubt in my mind that I want to get married. I'm sorry. I obviously regret everything. So he's doing his call cry, you know?
Yeah. She's like, but I just want to feel like we're in this together and you respect me and it's not too pumpkin. He's like, all right. I'm just going to give you a general I regret everything, okay? And she's like, well, don't worry about this weekend sucking. We have a whole lifetime of weekends. And he's just like, ugh.
So now it's Friday and Carl is it's time to go back out to the Hamptons. So Carl pulls up to the curb where Alex and Andrea are waiting. He's like, gentlemen, oh, who's gonna get the shotgun, huh, Andrea? Oh, you want shotgun? Oh, you look great, by the way. You look great.
And Paige is driving Maya and Sierra and she's like, oh my god, this UPS driver is literally gonna kill me. Suck my dick. Suck my big iced tea. Suck my dick.
So Paige is like... carbonated
beverage.
Arizona iced tea. I'm never going to that state ever again.
It's time for a commercial. Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris' new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Paige is like, so new person, how was your week? And Maya's like, well, I mean, the first night I got back, I was like, did that actually happen? Was I on a reality show last weekend? And I guess that's true. I guess I was.
But then my Top Chef Bravo boyfriend called and said, wait a minute, I heard you were going to be on Bravo. And I was like, oh, it did happen. So Sierra's like, so Austin's not coming after all. And I called him and I was like, what's your deal? And he was like, I'm traveling. I mean, I'm sad, but like, you know what? Then I see Carl and I'm like, there's Carl. I want to see Carl make an effort. Geez, you're acting like a guy right now. You're like, yeah, Carl was nice, but Austin's coming, so fuck Carl. Oh, wait, Austin's not coming? Yeah, I wonder if Carl's going to make an effort towards me.
And then Paige is like, well, I went out last night on a date with Craig. And then we see a flashback of the two of them out on a date. And Paige is like, I said last year, I wanted to be single for a year. And it would take someone to like really blow me away to even consider dating them. And Craig's like, well, I mean, it wasn't that difficult. She's like, you think you blew me away? I mean, I think you're cool, but I'm way cooler. Nice water. Excuse me while I sit here with my fizzy soda.
So then in the guy's car, Carl's like, oh, Corby's coming. How do you feel about that, Andrea? And he's like, I love Craig, but Paige told me and Craig are seeing each other. And he's like, yeah, like, fucking. They're fucking each other, casually, basically. He's like, well, we'll see ya. We'll see. So you say I have a chance, So then in the house, Kyle and Amanda are, of course, first. And so he's like, it's a beautiful day. Let's have a pool day. Bloop, bloop. Amanda, why are you texting me? Oh, my God. You noticed my text. We're in a good place. We're in a good place this weekend, Kyle.
The best part about this pool, it's not too pumpkin. So then, so people start to show up and everything. Lindsay arrives in her Jeep and says, Rubicon! And then Paige is there. She's like, oh, my God, I love our house. And they're just sort of like arriving and pouring rosé and like gathering and, you know, wanting to go out to the pool and things like that.
Andrea's laying it on really thick, picking up Paige and twirling her around. She's like, you're such a flirt. He's like, you are Mrs. Flirt. And she's like, this is going to be a really weird weekend. Really, really, really weird.
She's like, two guys fighting over you? How will I do it? I love this. It's amazing.
So then Lindsay's talking to Carl. She's like, oh my God, Carl, I met a guy last night. I'm going to Mexico with him.
He's like, whoa. You had never met him before last night and going to Mexico with him on Tuesday? Taco Tuesday?
She's like, YOLO. Yeah, also Yodo. Okay? You only live once, but you also only die once. Okay? You might want to think about this.
Exactly. So Carl's like, well, I know Lindsay pretty well, and I think she wants to put on a happy face, and she wants to have, like, fun, single Lindsay summer. But is she running away from these feelings, or is she wanting to forget about the miscarriage? It's a Carl mystery.
And he's like, so, how do you feel? Are you feeling cool? And she's like,
I mean, yeah, I'm going to Mexico.
So then out at the pool, Sierra is talking to Carl now, and he's like, well, like, look around. I'm like dad bod right now compared to these guys who are like jacked. She goes, I don't care. Hey, Carl, what's your type? He's like, I don't really know if I have a physical type anymore. As long as I can say, put your weight on me and like not break my back, you know. Yeah. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just really like saying, put your weight on me. Okay.
Yeah, I really like humor and wit, as evidenced by when I dated one of the Workers twins for two seasons and when I dated Lindsay. I mean, just humor and wit, it's just all over them.
Wisdom, wit, kindness. Oh, Carl. So she's like, yeah, I don't think I have a physical type anymore. You know, I date Austin, so just tall.
Yeah.
Just tall.
Just breathing, basically. I've lowered my standards at this point. So now they're all making dinner because, of course, it wouldn't be Summer House if they weren't making tacos, because that's what they did last summer was making tacos. And so so Andrea is making nachos and Carl is doing the taco meat. And then Alex is in there next to Maya. And like, I guess they're sort of like, it's like a guac station, which, by the way, is so rude because that's really Amanda's area. And so Alex is like, I'm not going to make guac. I'm just going to smash avocados because that's the only thing I'm good at. And Maya just looks at him and goes, so what's the point of you even being here? they all clearly hate him, right? They're still like mentally giving him a chance. They're like, well, I don't want to be mean. We've only known him for a week, but I guarantee in three episodes, there's going to be like a powwow between like Paige and Amanda and Sierra and Maya. I'd be like, what's the deal with Alex? He's so weird.
Yeah. So Carl gets a phone call from Robert. And he's like, Robert, bro, we're doing taco night. Alex is making guac shirtless. So that's something.
Yeah. And Robert's like, cool. Hey, could you stop breathing heavily into the phone? Thank you. Yeah, sure. So, hey, can you? And so basically Robert calls because he's going to surprise Danielle. He's going to do like his version of like the Stravi anniversary party. Yeah,
he's going to do everything. Danielle wants everything that Lindsay has had before, yes. Right? She wants a surprise thing. She wants a big on-camera fight with the boyfriend. Poor Danielle. So he's going to come do the same thing, yeah, for her. He's like, I really want to surprise her.
Yeah, the difference is that Danielle loves like a low-tech surprise, whereas Lindsay is literally waiting for a helicopter. So so they have to just distract her.
That would be amazing if Robert came in on a helicopter. Like, all I want is you!
That, and he just has the giant painting of her that's been, he commissioned. That would be great.
Yeah, so Stock and I eat up, and he's like, be sure to keep Danielle busy. And then we get a shot of how Danielle is being kept busy. And Lindsay's like,
hey, Danielle, I forgot all my underwears, and I was hoping I could borrow your underwears.
And Danielle's like, oh, my God, look what I got. And it's like kind of a little thong thing. And yeah. She's like, you want it? And Lindsay's like, oh, my God, that's so cute.
And meanwhile, Robert is in the, there's like a pool house, and Robert is setting up a very, very Stravi situation. There's like votives and two pillows and really not much else. So it's like Stravi approved. And meanwhile, Carl is like, hey, so we have a taco bar. Yeah, nachos prepared by Andrea. Eat up, everyone. Eat up.
Yeah, so let's see here. Robert has set this thing up. So Danielle's all excited, and they're watching from, everyone's watching from inside. And Carl's like, whoa, cutie patooties. Cutie patooties. I say stuff like that now.
Yeah, Carl 7.0 like those cutie patooties. Yeah. I like quoting Rosie O'Donnell from the 90s. So then
I know, he's like throwing a mush ball at them. What did she call those things?
Kush balls. Kush ball. Like, Carl, stop guys, it. I'm trying to drink my soda.
Guys, got some music here from John McDee and the McDLTs, right? It's going to be great.
So you're like swing music, yeah. So so then Robert walks in, and someone like ruins it, because someone goes, I forget who it was, but someone goes, Robert. I'm like, no, let Danielle see him first. Why did you ruin Danielle's surprise? Whoever yelled that out.
So he's like, you come with me. These flowers are for you. I got our favorite foods, sour candies and pepperonis. These are not my people.
But she is Danielle. She's so happy. She's like, oh my God, it's perfect. Which is really a very funny counterpoint to Stravi getting that like fast food. He's like, I got onion rings and like a chicken sandwich. And Danielle's like, I mean, Lindsay was like, what? Ew.
And this guy just watched it at the gas station. And Danielle's like, oh my God, I'm going to marry him.
It's true.
Yeah. So then Amanda is like, Kyle, can you stay back 1 week and surprise me? And he's like, sure. That's not a surprise, yeah. Amanda. When you have to make them buy you stuff from the gas station and set up a picnic in the backyard, it's not a surprise. It's not romantic, yeah. You know?
So how was everyone else's week? Oh. And Lindsay's like, oh, did you see Craig this week? How was your date, Paige? And she's like, yeah, we just went out for drinks. And it keeps cutting to Andrea, sort of like, trying to look sad, like, oh, sad male model over here. But he's also just like stuffing his face with food. Like, he's like, as much as I want to be cute and sad right now, it's more important for me to just be like, you know.
And Lindsay's like, but that was the first date with just the two of you. And she's like, yeah. And he's going to come over and stay tonight. And Andrea's like, yeah, it's kind of awkward because we were just in bed together. I was like, oh, come on. You did not sleep together. You were like crying in her bed with frozen peas on your face. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And Maya's like, well, Andrea, do you know Craig and Austin? He's like, yes, I'm very good friends with him. So now Robert and Danielle have a scene where they're like, he's like, Sarah's being crazy last weekend. She's like, I was taking crazy pills. So they're all good now, in case anyone was really concerned.
Yeah, and Sierra makes an announcement that she's actually going to clean today. And everyone's like, no way. And she's like, Paige, get over here and help me clean. And Paige is like, no. No, thanks. So she goes upstairs and starts dancing around while she's brushing her teeth because Craig's on his way over.
Yeah. And Andrea's like, oh, I ate too much, too much. And then we see headlights in the driveway because Craig is arriving. And he comes in. He's like, what up, guys? Hi. Hey, what's up? So Craig has officially arrived.
Yes, and then it's a group cheers, and Andrea's like, I can't believe it, you're here! And Paige is like, oh my God, look at it. It's like Vermont, but richer. Sorry, no offense.
Amanda. I don't know who she was saying no offense to. Maybe Kyle.
I think to Kyle and Amanda.
Because he's from New Hampshire. Oh no, yeah, he's from New Hampshire.
Because that was like his thing that he put together.
Yeah, Stowe.
So then Andrea is talking to Maya about, you know, how everything's just casual. And Craig's like, oh, hey, you just see, it's cutting back and forth, right? So you just see Craig telling Paige, you've got my deodorant. Can I have it?
He's like, I'm doing this new thing where I just leave my deodorant places, which is a really interesting personality trait. I'm going to workshop this new thing that I like to do called just like Hansel and Gretel-ing deodorant.
Yeah, it was just the juxtaposition of him being like, it's nothing, it's casual. And Craig's like, can I have my deodorant back that I totally left at your place?
Yeah. So Andrea's like, well, you know, I like Paige a lot, and I have a lot of fun with her, but I want to see what's going to happen. And Craig is like, do you think Andrea is going to be mad at me? Because I don't want him to feel awkward or anything like that.
So then everyone's getting ready to go out, but Andrea pulls Craig aside for a shot. And he's like, I wanted to catch up with you. So we've been texting this entire time, but do you remember the one time I tried to call you and you didn't pick up? And he's like,
it's possible.
And he's like, yes, well, I was trying to call you about the page rumors.
Yeah, that's why I didn't pick up, stupid.
Like, why else do you think I didn't pick up? I talked to you every day until that came out in the press.
A meeting of the minds, these two. So Andrea's like,
well, when I heard those rumors, I got a little disappointed. And if you would have told me I said something talking to Paige, we might go out. I literally would have said, bro, I'm happy, go for it. I move on to new pussy. But you didn't, so I'm in pussy lurch.
Well, I thought you were going to try and get a free pillow from me, and my fingers were kind of hurting. But then also, you know, I was being kind of a wuss, so I didn't do the right thing. And a byproduct of that is that we stopped being as close because, like, I stopped talking to you.
Jeez.
Just stops. Jeez.
Like, took the girl and then just ghosted the guy.
Yeah. And Andrea's like,
you know, me and Craig, we are really close in Vermont, and I don't want the girl to get in the middle of me and Craig. I just want my friend back.
Yeah, and so then they promise to be back to before, and Craig's like, oh my god, I miss you so much. I just didn't know how to do this part, you know? You know, that's the whole thing. He's like, but I love you. Can I have a free pillow? Please. Please, it would really show me friendship.
So then we get like a little cutaway to Lindsay in her room. She's like in this yellow tracksuit, and Maya's trying to like wipe off some schmutz from her butt that came from the black chairs they were sitting in. And Lindsay is so alarmed. She's like, Is it off? And she's like, no.
Well, if I'm going out, I'm putting on my white pants. Because I saw Craig putting on his white pants. So I was like, not in my house. This is my white pants house. All right.
I knew you were very triggered by that moment, Ronnie.
The white pants, it just cracks me up that that's like his thing now, you know? So then they go out clubbing, and then we get the phone cam out in the club. And Lindsay is, of course, Lindsaying all over this. She's like, wait a minute, I'm confused because Paige and Craig are all over each other, and I'm not over here judging. I just didn't think they were that serious. I mean, we all see the Instagram gossip accounts, and we all see the press. We don't all live under rocks. This is messy, dude.
I still don't know why they can't say Kristen Cavallari's last name. Like, I understand, like, how you can't show, you have to blur out artwork or certain things, but you can't even say Kristen Cavallari's last name? I mean, come on.
I don't know. Maybe it's like she trademarked it. So every time you say your name, you have to pay her or something. I don't know. So like she never knows when her dry cleaning is done, you know? It's like, ding, the order for is ready. She's like, oh my God, all I want is to pick up my dry cleaning. Like, seriously.
They have to do charades at Starbucks. Just racking out the Laguna Beach opening credits.
I would read off this name for this venti eye skinny mocha, but it's in Wingdings, so.
It says something about was dating Steven. We were at venti for was dating Steven.
So then Lindsay, of course, goes over and starts with Paige. She's like, are you and Craig exclusive? She's like, no, we're both seeing other people. I mean, there's a rumor he's hooking up with Kristen. She's like, but I thought you already knew that because I saw it on Dumois. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I thought it was Austin hooking up, not Craig. And she goes, oh, okay then, let's go talk to Craig, because I talked to Austin, and I was like, bro, I'm confused. Is it Craig or you fucking Kristen? And he goes, Craig?
And meanwhile, Carl and Sierra are talking, and he's like, "So, what's your energy? Like, are you gonna be having fun? Like, you're probably gonna be hanging out with Austin a lot, right?" And she's like, "I don't know. I haven't seen him in so long, so I don't know." He's like, "Yeah, well, I love Austin. We're homies." And he's like, "She's like, does that make you feel uncomfortable?" And she goes, "It's like, no. I mean, you guys have like a flirtatious thing, and like, I want to respect that. I want to respect that." Which is shocking. And then back to Paige and Lindsay. Said, "I want to respect anything."
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's still Carl. Like, let's not forget, okay? I'm not going to be totally snowed by all of this. Sorry, yeah. Use the word snowed. No pun. So then Paige is like, "I just feel so stupid." And Lindsay's like, "Yeah, because you like him. Cry more." And she's like, "Oh my God, now I'm crying more." And she's like, "Oh." And Paige tells us there was a rumor for months that Kristen was hooking up with Craig or Austin, and I assumed it was Austin. Oh my God, I was wrong. And when you're not exclusive, you and the other person are allowed to do whatever you want, but obviously it hurts. And like, this is not just a normal girl. Oh my God, I love her. Oh my God, I love her. I love her.
I mean, what do? When the guy you like sleeps with your idol? I don't know. I like and subscribe her. So then, there's just like stuff going on, and Craig goes and finds Paige. Like, "Where's Paige?" And Lindsay's like, "I don't know. I'm trying to be a good friend. And she asked me, is like Kristen hooking up with Austin or Craig? And I was like, Craig." So now he gets really annoyed.
Because Lindsay just immediately stirring the shit. Oh, also, I have to say, we see the end of this Carl and Sierra scene. He's like, "Well, I'm going to retire. So, hey, I brought you a towel." And she goes, "No, you didn't." God, this girl and is Carl like has, so used to just terrible, terrible men. Like, the standards yes. are so low.
She really does. I feel bad for Sierra because, you know, like, I mean, she's into Austin, which just says a lot about the sort of guys that she's probably into. But, you know, she also has daddy issues that she talked about. So that's unfortunate. But also, Carl says that he's going to, like, step away from Sierra. He's like, "Oh, this has love triangle written all over it. Oh, I think I'm good. I think I'm good." I'm like, "You're on a TV show, sir. You need to step into that love triangle. That's why you're here."
All right. So Lindsay tells Craig the thing about, you know, "I told her because I'm just trying to be a good friend." So Craig's pissed now. So he runs up the stairs. He's like, "Hey, Paige, what are you doing? You know what, Paige?" Because Paige is like, "Ah," and the girls are kind of consoling her. And he's like, "If you let Lindsay get in your head, you're weaker than I thought. Ow, I was trying to snap at you, but my finger still got a little hole in it. God, that was... Damn it.
Yeah. I had to wear that antiquated device for weeks and it still hurts."
So Mia turns around to like start telling him off. And he's like, "Yeah, you know what? I'm sick of Lindsay being all over my life. Lindsay sucks. Lindsay always sucks." And Lindsay's like,
Robert's crying. Like, "Do you want some cookie?" She's like, Everyone's really trying to push carbs on each other this episode. So Paige is like, Craig, now I look stupid, okay? It's like I did the Pepsi challenge and I fell for the Coke, okay? I look so stupid right now."
He's like, "Well, why would you come to me instead of going to Lindsay? Why wouldn't you tell her?"
Yeah. She didn't go to Lindsay. Lindsay came to her, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't go to Lindsay. Even told you. Oh no, he hasn't talked to Lindsay yet, so he doesn't know. But yeah, that's true. So Lindsay is like pouting to Robert on the couch, and she's like, "I'm just trying to have a slightly good night." He's like, "Tell me about it. You know, I showed up here with fucking pepperonis and sour candies, and this is what the night is now. So thanks." Thanks, guys.
So now Craig is totally talking down to the girls. He's like, "We've been having a good blast. We've been having a blast, and like, you know better than this, Paige." And Maya's like, "Excuse me, Craig, let her make her own decisions, and she's strong, the opposite of weak. This is dumb. Lindsay, who's the biggest loser in the world, who her and Austin have been dating for 4 years while dating other people, like stupid."
And he's yelling at them, by the way. He's like yelling at all the girls. He's totally like, "Yeah,
she's a loser, and she's been fucking the Austin. They've been dating 4 years while they've been with other people. You know better than this."
And Carl outside is going, "So ridiculous. So ridiculous." So then Craig is like, "You and I are good, and I really hate that they upset you, and I wouldn't have come here if I'd known that Lindsay, stupid face Lindsay, would get in your head. It's fucking absurd. It's bullshit."
And Sierra goes, you just said that Lindsay and Austin have been dating for 4 years. He goes, yes, he's a loser. And that's why he's not here. I'm not going to continue this. I wouldn't have come here if I'd known that fucking Lindsay's going to get in your head. That is absurd. That bullshit.
And Maya, I'm really liking Maya, by the way. And she seems like she's like the only one who has sense. She's like, he just gaslit the shit out of you, and that's not cool. So then Paige just runs away. She just runs, and then she winds up running into Craig's room. So he comes in there, and he's like, what the fuck just happened, baby? And she's like, well, Lindsay was, like, on the whole car ride. She was, like, talking about Austin, and, like, she was like, oh, who is Kristen hooking up with, like, Craig or Austin? And so Paige is actually, oddly enough, it sounds like she's trying to be, like, oh, look at this bullshit that they're saying, and sort of expecting Craig to be like, yeah, that's stupid. But instead he goes, yeah, he hates it. He hates that I was making out with her. It's like, no, Craig, she was trying to get you off the hook.
Yeah, no, he's saying like, Lindsay hates it. Like, she hates it. I was making out. And I'm telling you, like, okay, look, I've hooked up with her before. Okay, are you getting teary-eyed? And she's like, well, now I'm at this love triangle I didn't ask to be in, as opposed to the original two-guy triangle yeah. that I did plan to be in. Like, I have the right to cast my own love triangles.
That's exactly right. She's complaining about love triangle when she was, like 20 minutes earlier, was, like, so excited to be, like, the center of a love triangle. So yeah. Craig is like, well, I don't think it looks like that at all. So Paige goes, are you still fucking her? And then it goes, dun, to be continued. Dun, dun. We'll have to find out. Living the starlight from summer to sunrise. It's a summer house mystery. So that's the latest drama. Are Craig and Kristen Cavallari still fucking? Of course he's going to say no, but we'll have to wait a week to find out the answer.
Time will tell. And then, of course, we are going to get Austin later. So we're going to get a lot of, you're an idiot. No, you're dumb, Craig.
No, you're an idiot.
No, you're goddamn dumb.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. Everybody, cool. Thank you so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with a little Real Housewives of Miami action. And then it's off to do live shows for New Jersey, Real Housewives of Orange County, and Miami again in Atlanta, Nashville, and Orlando. Go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon out of a can and Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.